أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيود أحدكم أن تكون له جنة من نخيل وأعناب تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Moving on to verse number 266 of Surah Baqarah. Allah continues the discussion on charities and spending of one's wealth towards any good cause. Allah cites another parable. Yesterday we discussed the parable and the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cited regarding that person who spends his wealth seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the conviction that he has in his heart of the many rewards and benefits that he will receive through sadaqah. The parable which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cited today, this parable again, it reminds us and warns us of that person who spends his wealth, but he does not fulfill the conditions of spending his wealth. In fact, he engages in those things which will nullify his charity. Now Allah, for a second time, he is citing a parable which conveys the very same meaning and speaks of the one who nullifies his charities, which shows what an important aspect this is and how vulnerable and easy it is for us to nullify our charities. Allah cites a beautiful example. He says, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ, does one of you wish, أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةً, that he has an orchard, he has a huge garden. And consider the context in which this parable was revealed. It was revealed in a time, in an era, when possessing a garden or possessing an orchard was considered to be something of great value and something which every person had desired and aspired. So Allah says, does one of you wish that he has a huge jannah, a huge garden, a huge orchard, min nakhil, and in this orchard he has a whole lot of fruit-bearing date palm trees, wa'anab, and grapes, grapevines, a whole lot of them. And on top of that, Allah says, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, there are rivers which flow beneath this garden, so there's ample water as well, good water. Lahu fiha min kulli thamarat, and he has all types of fruits, not only dates and grapes, but a whole lot of fruits this orchard produces and this garden produces for him. وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبْرِ, an old age has overtaken him. In other words, he has now reached an age of retirement. All his life he worked and he built this empire, this huge garden and orchard. Let us use it, though it's referring to an orchard here, but we can all relate to it in our own circumstances. So his entire life, he worked hard and he built this orchard, this empire, this company, this business. وَصَابَهُ الْكِبْرِ, old age has overtaken him. In other words, if that entire empire falls flat, if that entire garden is destroyed, that whole orchard is destroyed because of a natural disaster, then he doesn't have the strength to rebuild and reconstruct that empire. So old age has overtaken him. وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ, he has children. He leaves behind children, he has a whole lot of children, but du'afa, they are weak. They are either handicapped, ill, or they are too young. In other words, even many a times, if old age has overtaken a person and the company is reduced to nothing, then there's hope his children can reconstruct and rebuild and reestablish that garden, that orchard, that company. But the problem here is he can't do it himself if it is destroyed because he's too old. And the children he has left behind, they are too weak. So in other words, can you imagine if this person, he has dependents, they all rely on him, and if he loses now this garden and this orchard that he worked for throughout his life, if he loses that, can you imagine the level of anxiety, distress, and sorrow that he will be overtaken with? It's immeasurable. The highest form of, there's nothing he can do, absolutely nothing, no one to help him, everybody relies on him, depends on him. Allah says at this stage of his life, فَأَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ. إِعْصَار means a whirlwind. There's a whirlwind which comes, which has fire within it. And it comes فَأَصَابَهَا, and it afflicts this empire of his, this garden of his, this orchard of his, فَحْتَرَقَتْ, and it burns the entire thing out and reduces it to ashes. Now, consider the circumstances. This man is so old, he has nobody, nothing. Everyone relies on him. Nobody can help him put it back, bring it back to its original state and its former state. Allah says, now that is the anxiety, the sorrow, and the grief that a person who spent towards charitable causes will experience when he comes in the akhirah and he finds nothing. Why? Because he spent and he built and he built and he built through his spending and spending and spending. He built a huge garden in the akhirah, but then he nullified his charities. Allah says such will be his situation and condition. Can you believe the anguish, the anxiety and the sorrow that he will experience? Let us quickly just run through the conditions that we have discussed as far as spending in the path of Allah is concerned, or whenever one wishes to spend in charity. Number one, what we understood from these verses is that one must spend of his pure wealth, that which is pure, that which is halal, that which is good. Number two, the person should ensure that he spends according to the sunnah practice. The very first parable where Allah says the farmer, he plants a seed. So he must spend according to the sunnah practice as endorsed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, he must spend in the proper avenue. He must spend on those people who are truly deserving and where he knows that such an avenue will yield goodness and will yield benefit for the recipient and for others as well. Number four, a person should not remind of the favor that he has done, and he should not speak of that charity. Number five, he should not cause anything that will result in insulting the recipient, the receiver. He should not do anything that will make him feel bad or that will indirectly or directly insult the person who has received the charity. And number six is he must, of course, spend seeking only the pleasure of Allah, not to boost his own reputation or for self-recognition, but only to seek the happiness and the pleasure of Allah. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. This is how Allah clarifies for you, meaning through these parables, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to you His many verses and His many signs. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that maybe, perhaps, you will ponder over these parables and derive lessons from them. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.